The Supreme Court has upheld the cancellation of 25,753 teacher appointments in Bengal, branding the 2016 recruitment a systemic fraud. The order affirming a CBI probe into the scam has left the Trinamool Congress reeling. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee faces mounting pressure as opposition parties, the BJP and CPM, slam the Trinamool Congress's governance, alleging corruption taints in its Bengal model.
Over 25,000 teaching and non-teaching staff at government-run schools faced uncertainty after the Supreme Court held their appointments invalid, upholding the earlier Calcutta High Court order.
Big setback for the Mamata Banerjee government as the Supreme Court upheld the Calcutta High Court order in quashing over 25,000 jobs of teaching and non-teaching staff in government-aided schools here in West Bengal.
But the setback has deeper implication on those teachers who won't be going back to their classes.
2016 ko ye school service commission ka exam tha, usse hum log teacher hai.
Aap recruit hue?
Haan. Kal tak to kar raha tha, 6 saal tak. Dekhiye, aaj ka jo verdict aaya hai, desh ke chief justice ka bench ka ye verdict hai. Agar aap review bhi kare, तो मुझे नहीं लगता ये इसमें कोई फायदा है.
Another aspirant who had cleared the examination and started teaching in a school is worried how his family will sustain this impact.
वो तो हम लोग का जिंदगी तो तबाह करने वाला जजमेंट है. तो हम लोग को जो घर में जो फैमिली है, जो मेरा एक बेटी है 9 साल का, एक मेरा बेबी है, और जो माँ बाप है, और जो EMI है, लोन है, क्या करेगा इस उम्र में आके 38, 40, 44 इयर्स में आके क्या करेगा, नया क्या नौकरी ढूंढने का.
चीफ मिनिस्टर ममता बनर्जी डिफ्लेक्टिंग द सेटबैक एज शी टेक्स अ पॉलिटिकल एम एट द ऑपोजिशन इन बंगाल.
তাদের দায়বদ্ধতা নেই, দায়বদ্ধতা ছিল না, এবং আমি বিশ্বাস করি এটা বিজেপি করিয়েছে এবং CPM করিয়েছে.
But the BJP is pushing for her resignation.
She must resign because it is her responsibility during her tenure. This kind of malafide, and corrupt teachers were appointed.
Even as these candidates now see very little hope left after the big Supreme Court verdict, Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has announced that on 7th April, she will be meeting a delegation of these teachers along with lawyers and her chief secretary at an auditorium in Kolkata to address their issues. With GD Shankar, Sriyashi De for NDTV.
All right, so tainted beyond repair. It's a huge blow to Didi's teacher recruitment drive. And what happens now to those 25,000 plus teachers? I'm joined by Manojit Mondol. He is a political analyst and close to the Trinamool Congress. Shikha Mukherjee, the senior editor, joins us, and Priyanka Tibrewal of the BJP. Manojit Mondol, let me ask you this, and I think this is the larger question. How did the West Bengal government allow a recruitment process so riddled with manipulation and fraud, that's how the Supreme Court described it, to persist unchecked for nearly a decade since 2016? Do you have, Mr. Mondol, you can't hear me? Can you hear me? Sorry, let me take that question to Shikha. Shikha, is that the larger question? How could this have gone on for so long?
Whether it went on for so long, I think the question is, the case started in 2016. That's when the recruitment happened. And then there were questions which were raised. Bikash Bhattacharya, the CPIM MP, he filed a case, and that's when the can of worms came open. Now, having opened that can of worms, from 2016 to 2025, that's 9 years, the case has been ongoing. What has happened is that about 26,000 people were recruited. Not all of them, as the Supreme Court judgment and the High Court judgment said, were tainted candidates. Now, once, but not for most of them have been working for 6 to 7 years. If that is the case, then I think one of the unintended consequences of A, the case that was filed, and certainly the corruption that was involved,
yes,
is that even the meritorious, even those who should have been appointed as teachers on merit,
they lose their jobs, right? That's your point.
They lose their jobs. It's not just losing their jobs, Vishnu. These are people who are losing their lives.
Yes.
Some of them today, yes, are in their late 30s, early 40s. How do you expect them to rebuild their lives after this years of hell through which they have passed?
Mr. Mondo, let me come to you next, because we've got the line back. Shekhadi, one second. And I think what you raise is the primary issue. But Mr. Mondo, given the Supreme Court's affirmation of the Calcutta High Court ruling to cancel these almost 26,000 appointments, what accountability measures will Mamata Banerjee face for overseeing a system which the Supreme Court called a systemic fraud? I mean, doesn't the buck stop with her?
I think the Chief Minister of Bengal and the government under her leadership, they gave the jobs. They created these jobs, 26,000 of them. And if the Supreme Court in its wisdom cancels the job, whether the reasons are compelling or not, because the order, if you read the order, last part of the order, it is also clearly contradictory. The order has clearly stated in paragraph number 48, 49, that there are those who are not tainted, meaning all those 26,000 people, they were not tainted people. There could be some you know, tainted people. They were identified by the school service.
Monajit, we need to fix your line. I'll come to you in a moment. Let me go across to Priyanka. Priyanka Tebrewal of the BJP, on this entire issue of segregating tainted from untainted appointments, in fact, this had been suggested earlier by the Supreme Court, right?
Correct.
The state government has not done enough. I mean, who was supposed to do that?
See, another tight slap on the face of the TMC government, that this is a matter of shame, that just because of this government, those who were not tainted, those 20,000 also have to lose their jobs. Now, I agree to what Ms. Mukherjee was just saying, that, you know, all of them are now under this pressure or because they will not be able to get work to the job. But she mentioned a name of an advocate from CPM. Now, it was the demand of the CPM before the court that the entire panel should be, you know, washed off, and then a fresh recruitment should be done. So I am saying this, that Trinamool or the government, they were given a chance by the High Court where they were said that you give us a list of the tainted candidates so that you can we can deal with their cancellation of their recruitment. But they did not give a list then in the High Court. They did not give the same in the division bench. They went to the Supreme Court to challenge the same. Supreme Court also gave a chance to the government by again asking for a list of these deserving and non-deserving candidates. There also they did not give this list because Mamata Banerjee could not accept the fact that there was corruption. She was on a denial mode all through that there was no corruption under her government. Although this has been proved now because the Supreme Court opined that the entire selection process is vitiated and tainted beyond resolution. So now this is what is happening. Those who were actually, or those who fairly got the job are also now the sufferers. Now, there
Mondol respond to that.
And the entire
Monajit, Mondol respond to that. This entire process was tainted and innocent people end up suffering. Mr. Mondol, can you hear me? Apologies, we seem to be having so many problems with his line today. But Shekhadi, the Supreme Court has allowed the CBI probe to continue. Does this signal that potentially high-ranking officials or Trinamool leaders beyond those already arrested like Partho Chatterjee could or perhaps should be implicated in orchestrating the scam?
The criminal part is the criminal part. Those who are criminals need to face the consequences of what they have done, whatever crime they have committed. Of that, there can be no doubt. There can be no compromise or any kind of sort of excuse offered for what has happened. If since crimes were committed, there has to be a punishment for it, and those who committed the crime, they need to be held to account. That's fine. The second part of it is the politics of it. And I think that is where, you know, unfortunately, the opposition, in targeting Mamata Banerjee, has forgotten to be empathetic to the plight of the 26,000 people who are now today probably jobless. They don't know whether they're going to be re-recruited.
Go ahead, Priyanka.
Don't know what is going to happen to them.
Let me remind Ms. Mukherjee.
And I think that, you know, it is this political
story. Shikhati, one second.
No, Priyanka, let me finish what I was saying.
No, please do not do that.
Please, all right.
Both of you, let's not fight. One second. Everybody calm down. I hate fighting. Let Shikhati finish her point, and I promise, Priyanka, you will get as much time. Right. All right? How's
Thank
that?
Thank you.
Shikhati, quickly finish your point.
Vishnu, let me just finish. Why am I using the word politicization? Because the politics around this and the politics, everyone thinks that the government has to be held to account. Yes, it is a government recruitment process. The government needs to be held to account. Now, the political opposition to the government has faced two tests in between. One, in 2021,
okay,
after the scam broke, and then again in 2024, when this was a major issue. They have not been able to hold the government to account.
All right, okay. Shikhati, fair enough. You made two points over there. Let me give equal time to Priyanka, because I need to wrap this up. Priyanka, please go ahead.
Now, who is trying to see or picturize everything through a political angle is Ms. Mukherjee, and not us. As opposition, we are here to raise our voices for any or everything which is wrong. The judgment which comes today is from the Supreme Court and not from the opposition. See, the legitimacy and the credibility of the entire process stands completely eroded. Mamata Banerjee says that, please catch one person. We did not see anything when you arrested the education minister, Partho Chatterjee. Now, is he alone to be blamed? No, along with the ear, we need the head. So who is the head? Who is behind this conspiracy? That has to come out. She completely was in a denial mode, saying that there was no corruption. I again point out the same. But there was corruption. It's so very evident from the order which has come today. Now, of course, in the investigation, who were the other minds which were involved in this will come out. But again, we are very, very sad. Our leader of opposition was the first one to go to the SSC office and say that please hand over the list to the court so that the innocent people, you know, they will not have to face or suffer through this. But they did not hand over the list. There is a video of our opposition leader going to the SSC office and saying the same thing. But this is what has happened because, again, I will say, the CPM leaders, they wanted that the entire panel should be cancelled, and that is what has happened today.
Okay.
So the people are the big sufferers.
All right. We leave it over there. I do believe that something has to be done for all of those teachers who are out of jobs, who had nothing to do with the scam. Is there any way to protect their interests? I think all political parties and all observers would welcome if that could take place. Thank you all very much for being with us.